Good morning, this is BYU Idaho Radio's Headlines. I'm Brandon Isle. It's August 3rd, 2020, and this is the rundown of overnight and morning headlines and local news. Today, Chad Daybell will return to the courtroom for the second day of his preliminary hearing. He faces charges of concealing evidence by destroying or hiding the bodies of 7-year-old J.J. Vallow and 16-year-old Tylee Ryan, who are the children of his current wife, Lori Vallow Daybell. During the first day of the hearing, we heard audio from police body cam video, as well as a recording from a phone call between Lori and her friend, Melanie Gibb. In the phone call, Gibb confronts Lori about where the children are and the lies Lori and Chad told her and to police. Take a listen to a portion of the 21-minute call.
Hi, you're being controversial to me, or if you're recording this conversation for the police or whatever. I don't know what your intention is on this phone call, with all my heart, and I have forever, and I will always love you.
I appreciate those words, but if you really love me, you wouldn't have told the police that I had JJ with me. That's not what a friend does. I mean, that just makes me look weird, and it's not safe for me. That doesn't look good. I mean, you had to think of my welfare if you love me.
I do, and I did exactly what I felt the Lord was instructing me to do. And I appreciate you, and I love you. And I've never do anything to harm you, and you can have all of this confirmed to you by the Lord.
I have. And my conscience is clear. I feel very understanding what's really going on, Lori.
Three Rexburg police detectives also testified yesterday, as well as the Dean of Students at BYU-Idaho. The hearing resumes today at the Fremont County Courthouse. The hearing is available through the judge's YouTube channel. We'll be watching, and we'll let you know what happens. Groups of dueling protesters that included police supporters carrying rifles and flags in favor of President Donald Trump faced off outside a suburban Salt Lake City police department last night. The protests were in response to use of force by officers at a protest Sunday night that resulted in the arrest of 8 people. Cottonwood Heights police said Monday the officers used pepper spray, stun guns, and batons during the arrest made Sunday after some protesters refused orders to keep the rally on sidewalks. They said police were kicked, choked, and hit, sending 5 officers to a hospital. Aaron and Tiffany James blamed police for inciting conflict and ruining a peaceful rally intended to honor their son, who was shot in the back and killed by Cottonwood Heights police in 2018 after he allegedly robbed 2 stores with what turned out to be a pellet gun. His family is suing the city over his death. The Bonneville County Sheriff's Office is pleading with people to be safe on the waters. They responded to 5 water rescues over the weekend at Palisades Reservoir and the Snake River. The rescue started Saturday near the Byington boat ramp east of Ryrie, where a jet boat got stuck on rocks at a diversion. Another boat helped 3 juveniles off the boat, but then had mechanical issues and couldn't get the adult passenger. Deputies rescued that adult. Saturday evening, an isolated storm over Palisades caused several boats to capsize and fill with water. Several people called 911, and Bonneville County and Lincoln County both sent deputies to help. At least 3 boats capsized. One of those boats even trapped a woman underneath. She was wearing a life jacket and was able to free herself. Later that night, deputies also responded to the Jim Lake area, where a boat was stranded. The adult and 2 children tried to get off the river for about an hour without any luck. Deputies helped tow the boat back to the ramp. The sheriff's office reminds people to always wear life vests and to plan for quick changes in the weather. Thanks for listening to BYU Idaho Radio's Headlines for Tuesday, August 4th, 2020. I'm Brandon Isle. For more news and interviews, find us on your podcast feed. Just ask for the BYU Idaho Radio podcast or subscribe in your favorite podcast app. Be informed, be inspired. This is BYU Idaho Radio.